First, we're going to trace political money as it flows through a new channel in the United States. Some organizations have found a way to redirect the money that they were prevented from spending by a new campaign finance law. Many of those dollars now go to an obscure category of political groups called 527 organizations. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
527 committees get their awkward name from the section of tax law that created them. Their attraction isn't nearly so esoteric. They can solicit really big contributions into the millions of dollars. That's something the national party committees can't do anymore, thanks to the McCain-Feingold law. The only catch is that McCain-Feingold says candidates and office holders cannot raise campaign money for 527 groups or coordinate tactics with them. As a political weapon, though, 527s are good for delivering the anonymous hit. In the latest demonstration of that, a group calling itself Americans for Jobs, Healthcare, and Progressive Values launched ads in Iowa and New Hampshire. The ads accused Democratic frontrunner Howard Dean of being too inexperienced to fight terrorism, a picture of Osama bin Laden comes on the screen, and of being squishy on core Democratic principles.
So if you thought Howard Dean had a progressive record, check the facts, and please think again.
Americans for Jobs, Healthcare, and Progressive Values really amounts to three people: a one-time congressman from Ohio, a recent staffer for Senator John Kerry, and a former fundraiser for Congressman Dick Gephardt. David Jones, the fundraiser, says it was his idea to attack Dean.
I reached out to a number of concerned people around the country that thought that certain issues weren't being discussed, and we got together as a group, as an organization, decided to raise funds and that we would target early primary states.
But those concerned donors won't have to be identified until 10 days after the Iowa caucuses. At the Libertarian Cato Institute, constitutional scholar John Samples, never a fan of the McCain-Feingold law, says it's all legal provided that Jones's group never coordinated with any of the presidential campaigns.
At the same time, I have no doubt that this was designed to support the candidacy of Congressman Gephardt in Iowa. So we're sort of just faking it.
And if that's the case, there's a lot of faking going on, especially among Democrats. They don't have the funding base among affluent individuals that Republicans do. Until McCain-Feingold, Democratic Party committees counted on labor unions and very rich liberals for millions of dollars. Now the Democrats are steering that money into the new 527 committees. One group is Environment 2004. It aims to defeat President Bush by targeting voters in swing states. Its head is former Clinton environmental chief Carol Browner.
527 is not a negative. If we had the kind of resources and the kind of fundraising opportunities that the Republicans have, we might not be using these vehicles, but we don't. And so we had to look within the law and say, what's the best vehicle to allow us as Democrats to speak to voters?
Republicans have some 527s of their own, but mostly they attack the Democrats. They're outraged that financier George Soros has pledged $10 million to one anti-Bush 527 group. Before the holidays, House Republicans tried to grill some of the Democratic groups at a hearing. Here's conservative Republican Congressman John Doolittle.
I mean, is this a great country or what? I mean, that's just amazing, isn't it? So much for the diminution and influence of special interest groups and soft money and, you know, all of this.
But the five Democratic groups that were called to testify stayed away from the hearing. Now the committee is threatening to subpoena them. And in one surprising outcome of the Supreme Court decision on McCain-Feingold, 527 committees also could come under the law they were created to evade, the limits on contributions and spending. By one interpretation, the Supreme Court gave the Federal Election Commission the constitutional power to regulate 527 organizations. Commission Chairman Bradley Smith, a staunch critic of McCain-Feingold before it became law, now says it may allow his commission to do just that.
It may be that the law changed in ways that members of Congress didn't really think about, but if the language of the law changed, it may nevertheless provide for a new legal rule. So it's something that we will address.
If the Election Commission clamps down on 527s, some of the big money will likely migrate again to another part of the tax code, into 501c tax-exempt organizations. 501c's can't go politicking the way a 527 organization can, but following the money would become hard or even impossible. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.